Hello, and welcome to a podcast of things we did on the radio earlier today. This bit's been recorded quite late night, you can tell, can't you? It's like a midnight caller vibe around here, because
I'm shattered.
Which, having a new baby means probably about 7:30. It's normally when I get this knackered. But anyway, we did a radio thing, and it came out sounding like this. The point is, we're here to do a radio show, and how's it going to go today? I hope all right. We will ascertain the most useless thing in your house. That's when you turn and give your partner a bit of a look. There you go, but that helped, didn't it? Snoop Dogg's in the news. Maybe we'll be talking about that. There's a thing about COVID, which I guess we'll have to leave for the podcast because it's a bit rude. Ever thought of making an album? There could be something in your life that inspires it. All you've got to do is get divorced. Details on the way. And then something to do with hen nights. Yeah. In the world of entertainment news, Larry's off again this week. Busy man. But Kelly Clarkson's in the newspapers. It says here, taken a leaf out of Adele's book. And I thought, ooh, this is another weight loss story. But no, she's recorded an album based on a divorce. It says the star split from hubby Brandon Blackstock recently and has channeled the experience into a new album. It's called Chemistry. So if I were him, I would not be eating any food prepared by her. Because if you're Googling arsenic. Bleh. But I think it's a brilliant idea. The idea of making a CD based on a divorce, because that way, during the divorce, when you get to split up the CD collection, you know there's definitely one that you won't want. Up there for thinking, down there for dancing, isn't it? I've found a story. I don't believe a word of it, but I love it. So here's the story. Boyzone star Shane Lynch has a phobia. He has a phobia of candles. He says he can't have them in the house. 46-year-old singer says that they remind him of the fact that the place could burn down. I don't believe a word of it. But it's genius. Let me explain why. No one's really afraid of candles. But if you've ever been a bloke in a relationship and suddenly you realise your other half keeps buying candles, what's going on with that? I mean, when we had the threat of power outage at the start of the year, I did think, well, at least we've got candles. No, apparently you can't burn the cinnamon ones. Ugh. The idea of someone who would buy candles that you can't burn. No, it's for the scent. Buy an air freshener then. Honestly, it bewilders me. But he doesn't have to worry about it now, does he? His partner can say, oh, I want some candles. Oh, sorry, I'd love to let you buy a ton of candles. That makes it harder to dust these shelves. But I've got a phobia, so I can't. Do you know what? We could look at that on the show today. What's the most pointless thing in the house? I'm saying very difficult to beat candles. Scented candles, very pointless. Here's like a travel guide for you. Whatever you do, don't go to York. I suppose that's the opposite of a travel guide. But it's in the papers saying that rowdy hen parties are ruining the city, according to locals and traders. The historic city, very historic. Oh, the Jorvik Viking Centre. The historic city has been overrun by boozed up revellers who often make it a no-go area. As someone who's had to perform in front of stag doos and hen nights, the hen nights are the worst. They're terrifying. If there's stag doos in the audience, yes, it will be raucous. And all you need to do is shout some insults at the groom. Who's getting married to the groom? Never thought you'd find a woman. Hey, Dave, he's making jokes about you. That's all you need to do. You can't do the same with a hen night. Who's getting married? Laura? Yeah, I thought you'd never find someone. Don't you say that about our Laura. But also, it's terrifying because you can see them a mile off. A stag do, one of them will be dressed stupid. Hen night, they're all wearing the same sash, and they've got those L plates. And it's difficult because you want to say, come on, L plates. Some of you look like you could sit your advanced. Rapper Snoop Dogg. I'm all over the rap. Snoop Dogg reckons that he's actually quite fussy about what ad campaigns he features in and rejects a lot. The 51-year-old has insists that he's much more selective than people think. Yeah, you're right. I didn't think you were selective because you seem to be in all of them. He's apparently made £4 million from Just Eat. The other ones as well that he's been in. But I do remember, especially during the pandemic, when everyone started ordering stuff online and he was in some of those ad campaign ones. At the time, I remember doing a little feature on it would be better if he sang more honest about what takeaway food's like. Do you know, if the advert went like this.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Somebody just did. Ordering the food for myself and my fat kid. Don't want to get up off my big butt.
I'm comfort eating all my feelings till it ends up in my big gut. There's just one problem from what I see.
What you got, sir? You
got obesity. My daily exercise can jog on. I'd rather log on and get my nose back tied on. I'm overeating now, for God's sake, and I'm in bad shape. Wine counts as a portion of grape. Diabetes gonna take my feet.
Did somebody say, just eat?
See, if they'd made that advert, I'd have more respect. We've been talking about the most useless thing in your house. And John gets in touch and says, I can't say, Steve, because she's sitting right next to me. No, don't. But this is because of candles have been in the news for some boy's own reason. And I say that candles are the most useless thing, closely followed by cushions. Not the cushions on the sofa, the cushions on the bed that you have to take off before you get into bed. Because you sleep in a bed. And then when you wake up in the morning, they're on the floor, so you have to put them back on the bed. There's nowhere else for them to be. You never use them. Oh my days, why do we have to do this every day? John says, one of the most useless things in the house is the TV remote, because I never get to use it, if you get my drift. All right, well, you've got some problems that you can deal with there. Candles aren't very useful, because they're scented and you're not allowed to burn them, so I'm trying to make a list of most useless things in the house, see if they're more useless than a candle. Thank you very much for getting in touch. You can send me a voice note like Valerie, who says...
Hi, Steve. I have a vintage fiery orange red skillet from a company that's no longer around from Belgium called Descoware. Right. It was likely manufactured in the 1960s. Yeah. The enamel recently broke on the inside of the pan, and I can't use it, but I can't part with it because it's just beautiful.
Okay, so you got to... Just to recap, you've got a pan that you can't cook in. No, that is quite useless. You're right. Unless a straw dog's moment happens and the villagers attack. So I suppose there's one use. But other than that, no, fair play. We were going to talk in this link about vaccines. In the papers, it says that they could be delivered in the future without needles using, like, air jets, very much like in Star Trek. And I was going to go along the lines of, yeah, but you know what people are like with vaccines these days? In the old days, they would have thought that's the future, but now, it's not even a needle. What is it, 5G? So, best to not even get into it. Instead, let's continue our conversation about the most useless thing in the house. It could be candles, because they are high up on the list. Or cushions, or a pan that you can't use anymore, or remote control if you never get near it. Dino's got one. What have you got for us?
I've got this thing in my cupboard. It sort of looks like a satellite dish.
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to steam stuff in it, but I'm not quite sure.
Is there a chance it's a satellite dish? Because, you know, if someone got confused, they brought a dish round. Where's that go? Kitchen. Is your B-Sky B reception not up to it? But basically, we'll look further. Stay on the line and we'll transfer you to an expert. News stories we didn't get around to sorting out. British honey producers are in a sticky situation after anti-fraud investigators found jars had been mixed with cheap sugar syrup. We've got fake honey out there. Imagine. How do you work out which is the real honey and which is the fake one? What's that? It's a sting operation. That's all I've got for you on that one. And I think that's pretty much your podcast done. There was one story that we couldn't touch. COVID has ruined our sex lives, boffins have claimed. The pandemic changed the nation's bedroom antics as people are having less risky sex. I'm not sure. What does he mean by risky? Like, keeping a mask on? Because if anything, I think that makes it more fun. But how would he be risky? We're doing weird positions near the edge of the bed. Or I know what's risky. Doing it close to the time when you know her husband gets home. Whee, old school. That's today's podcast, done and dusted. You can subscribe to wherever you found this. You can tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen. And until next time, bye.